Missouri Mule. William Jenkins was a boy of 10 when his family headed west over the Oregon Trail. In his later years living on the southern Oregon coast, William would sometimes tell the story about the night he stood guard.
"Well, there we was, camped in the middle of nowhere. I'd been pestering the men for weeks to let me stand guard, and that night they let me. Well, they gave me explicit instructions, said if anything of a suspicious nature or anything at all happened during the night, I was to signal by firing a shot in the air. Well, one of them gave me an old blunderbuss. They all went to bed to sleep, and I could hear them snoring away there. A big old silvery moon was casting an eerie light. Not enough to say anything but dim shadows, though. There was night sounds, a coyote howl, and one of the dogs from the wagon train barked. A horse snickered and pawed the ground. Like I said, you couldn't see much of anything, but there was this Missouri mule in close near me and the fire. And all at once, that mule's ears shot forward, pointing into the dark like something was out there. Well, I figured that was enough. I cranked off around, and the camp was instantly in turmoil. Men dressed in long johns, armed to the teeth, running around looking for something to shoot. Well, I explained why I blazed away, and they scolded me, saying that the darn kid woke us up for nothing."
But the next morning, the men found a Native American hair rope down among the horses. Someone had been trying to steal them during the previous night. Maybe that Missouri mule wasn't so dumb after all.